This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
All righty then. Welcome to WIP Morning Show. Al Morgani, Rhea Hughes here on a Wednesday. I want to thank Ross for stepping in. Yes. One of the things I'm really going to miss, Rhea, when I'm not here is that people come in with food.
Yes,
Jay
they
Letier
do.
Has come in from Captain Chucky's Crab Cake Company. He walked in, and well, he didn't just walk in. There's like a feast, a seafood feast.
It's ridiculous
there.
Out there. It's amazing. We can always tell when we see people we don't normally see in the studios around here. All of a sudden, they come on. What's this?
Yeah,
wandering down the hall.
They're all in. So, Jay, you're in. Thanks for the all the food.
No problem. And my pleasure.
And, like, you can go to your place. We've been in before, but you've got lots of places people can go to.
Yes, we have 17 locations spread out between
17.
Between the three states, Pennsylvania, Jersey, Delaware. We're looking for new opportunities down in Cape May, New Jersey, possibly Brigantine, maybe Medford.
But nice.
Ah, there you go, Al. That'll make
right
Al
by my house.
Happy.
Yeah, so we have our existing locations, Mullica Hill, Westtown Farmers Market, Newtown Square is our main plant. But we have a bunch of different partners that are independent store owners that are great.
So do you ever have taco soup?
I knew Al was going to ask about
we
this.
We do have a Chipotle soup, which is we throw a little pierogi in there for everybody.
I see that. It's a blend of hearty Mexican Chipotle soup with a taste of Poland at it. Kielbasa, cabbage, potato pierogies, which are a big hit in our house, floating in a flavorful vegetable and Chipotle pepper stew.
Nice.
Their soups are awesome.
We tried covering all the bases.
Yeah, there you go.
All your food is delicious. The Mullica Hill location, my mom, Jay, when he first came, he gave us all gift certificates, which were so kind. My mom took mine. And then Al, you were like, Ava, you have no money. Take mine. And then my mom took
nice.
That one too and cashed in on both for the Mullica Hill location. The crab cakes are phenomenal. Everything is so fresh. It's great. I am so happy to I'm endorsing this product, but really it's like, thanks, Jay.
Well, in
thanks
the winter,
for all the good food.
Yeah, in the winter you want a soup or a chowder, right?
We definitely have soups and chowders. Yes,
yeah.
We do.
Yeah, that's what you, I mean, that's what you
now
mean.
I'm a Manhattan clam chowder person. Mm-hmm. Al, I'm sure you grew up, you were in New England, right?
Yeah, but you know, down the shore there's a place that mixes them together.
Okay.
It's very, doesn't sound good, but it is very good.
Our New England clam chowder, we don't use any potatoes. It's
oh,
all,
really?
It's all clams.
Oh, nice.
It's phenomenal.
That's
maybe you should cash in on the taco soup thing.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm going to say make the taco soup.
In honor of Nick Sirianni.
Yeah,
there
yeah.
we go.
All right, you want to
make a flatbread after Nick Sirianni after today.
You want to check it out? Just go to welovecrabcakes.com. Thanks for stopping in. Thanks for everything. Thanks for everything you've done for us. And I love the chowder.
Thank you so much.
Just terrific.
Thanks, right, guys.
Thanks. Thank you. All right, let's, I think, Rhea, we've got some people here having trouble with the mouse, but I have figured it out, and I go to Nate. Nate, you're a 94 WIP.
Yes. Good morning,
What's
everyone.
What's happening, Nate?
Not too much. Appreciate you guys taking my call. I remember earlier there, Ross was speaking about, you know, who he thought might be a better offensive lineman than Lane.
Yep.
And Ron Yary comes to mind of the Minnesota Vikings. What do you guys think about that?
Well, I'm not an expert on it. So,
are you talking about for the Eagles?
Oh, I'm talking about Ron Yary back in the late 60s for the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, unfortunately,
offensive tackle. Forgive me there. I didn't explain that very
clearly. He was talking about Lane being the greatest of all time. Unfortunately, I was not born when he was playing, so I did not get a chance to see him.
Well, real quick, if I may, and I don't want to hold people. I know that people are waiting, but Tarkenton, I believe, was traded to the Giants of all teams, okay, for Ron Yary, first round pick of theirs, and then I think Tarkenton came back the next year, and Yary had to be mobile because you had Fran the Man scrambling all the time.
Yeah,
so.
Well, that'll make it more. All right, do you have anything that goes with milk there, Nate?
Yes, indeed, I do. How about a nice piece of yellow cake with chocolate icing? That's my favorite. So,
we'll give you a spin for it, even if it's not one of the we've had cake, but that's a specific. And you get the Keith Jones autographed Washington Capitals card.
Rhea, you're crushing it, spinning the wheel. I walk out and I run back in, and you're already up and doing it.
Yes.
Thank you.
Chocolate, different kind of cake. Well, you can have any sort of cake with milk is good. But you got to get the glass that you can kind of dunk it in.
You don't dunk cake.
I do.
You dunk cake in milk.
Yeah, I
okay,
do.
That's weird.
I do.
After, but you have problems that there's a science to dunking
well,
a cookie.
Well, 11 seconds. I'm not counting seconds on what the
there's a specific two right before it gets perfect
it
enough.
Falls off.
But doesn't fall apart. Yeah. There is a science to it.
You don't want to be the one with the spoon with the.
No, then you just have to abandon it and get another glass of milk.
Yeah. So it's go in and we go to Upper Darby. Going to go to Rick. Good morning, Rick. G'day, Rick. Rick.
Oh, sorry.
There you go, Rick.
Yep. Yeah. Hey, I'm daydreaming here. Morning, everyone.
Morning.
Happy New Year. Well, I missed Ross Tucker, but I wanted to thank him too. Yesterday's show was awesome. Angelo was, he was kind of airing some concerns about the coordinators, which I agree. Like he said it, it's so good that he said it because Ross says no.
Oh, no.
Ross disagreed with him. I have more concerns about Gannon than I do about Shane Steichen, though I didn't particularly, I think he helped get his quarterback hurt in the Chicago game, but I generally seen. I've seen some plays
that's
where
really
I'm like,
good point.
Where I'm like, wow, I'm like, that's an amazing play, and I don't see that as much with the defense.
I
see it the same thing over and over.
But when you're looking at it from the outside, if you're looking to hire people, you look at the Eagles' overall record.
Of course you are. Yeah, we're they're 14-3. We're nitpicking.
Yeah. So,
I just had a question just to rationale, which I was going to ask Ross, but so when Angelo interviewed Coach Sirianni, and look, I love Angelo. I'm so sad. It's like, it's never going to be the same, But anyway, whatever. About Angelo, leaving it. But Nick Sirianni said something about running those nine pass plays in a row.
Right.
Something about kind of pushing the weaknesses or, testing out the weaknesses. And I wondered if that rationale at all has anything to do with some of the play calling the last few weeks, which we're both on defense and offense, is there any rationale to say, hey, they actually do know what they're doing? It just didn't look that way sometimes.
Here's what I think. People were so the Bears game is the one that sticks out. That's when the questionable play calling, which some of us think, helped.
Sanders didn't get the ball.
Yeah, helped lead to Jalen Hurts getting hurt. And the defense. I mean, I know that, the Eagles won that game. The three touchdowns the Bears scored, those guys were so wide open. I can still see the running back whose name is escaping right now. I mean, he was standing in the middle of the field and no one was around him. So there are concerns. That was the game they didn't play well. And then the next two games were Minshew and then Hurts is coming back. So it's hard. I think the last game we really have to go on and why there are questions were the Bears game, which was not one of their better games.
Right, and letting them dunk and doink like Sirianni said, but then they gave up the 3rd and 30, and there was a 49-yard play against the Giants.
Yeah.
I guess I understand the defense is missing, some key components in Chauncey Gardner and what's his name, the there's a couple of linebackers, and then the cornerback. So hopefully they all get healthy, and I almost wonder if that's part of their strategy. They know everyone's going to be, you know, we're going in 90% healthy in the playoffs. Then I feel good, I think, you know.
Well, that's why you worked all this time to get that bye.
Yeah.
It's critical. All right, do you have something to get? It's good with milk.
So I like Oreo, but they always get in your teeth. So then when I was little, they did these. It was like a windmill or it was oatmeal cookie thing. That was nice because you would dunk it in for long enough and it was soggy and it still stuck together.
Are you talking about the ginger snaps?
It was shaped like a windmill.
Was it oatmeal pie?
No.
It was a cookie. It was like a biscuit.
A hard cookie. Yeah, biscuit. All right, we'll go with that. A biscuit. A hard biscuit that doesn't fall apart.
Yeah.
You can probably leave it in for 23 seconds. That's probably it. You got number four. You got a $25 gift card to Burger King. Just check them out anywhere.
Why does that seem to bother you?
What? The 11 sec? I'm counting anything for
Al, I will tell you, sometimes there'll be Chips Ahoy in the house.
Oh, yeah.
Then I kind of know because I've been eating them my whole life. But when you have somebody makes homemade chocolate chip cookies, then you've got to mold that, move that time a little bit.
Yeah, I've never been a fan of the homemade.
Yeah, I understand that. Homemade cookies are awesome.
No, I kind of know what I'm getting.
I love to bake. I can't do cookies. I burn them all the time. So I've just stopped trying. I mean, I get so irritated. Because I bake fairly well. You've had my cakes.
Yeah, yeah.
I bake fairly well, but I cannot get cookies right.
No, you know, I said in the way this morning when you did the something show, I'm not even paying attention to like stuff in the news and stuff comes over your feed like whatever is trending, whatever, and like all of a sudden I'm seeing pictures of police in kitchens. Like fake pictures of police taking stoves come out of kitchens.
Yes, because
and I'm like, what the hell's going on?
They want to remove gas stoves.
And I remember when we built a new kitchen.
Yeah.
They wanted to put in I don't cook, but my wife said no. We need a gas stove because you can control the heat and you can cook better.
Yeah.
And I'm like, are they really gonna outlaw gas stoves?
I want a gas stove really bad. I do not have a gas stove in my kitchen right now, and I want to switch. And I'm going. Because I have a gas stove down the shore and I love it, and I went, "What you gonna?" I literally said to myself, "I got to do this now before they ban them."
And I'm looking, I'm going, "Is this for real?" I thought it was like a joke going on.
Joke
it was
too.
Police and kitchens. I'm like, "No." And then there'd be a story attached to it. Going to ban gas stoves.
Yes, I did see
I'm
that.
Like, what the hell is that? Next thing you know, you have to need a Tesla to cook on.
I was disappointed because I want one so bad.
What danger? I'm like, what the hell?
I guess the emissions.
I'll tell you one thing that scares me. So you come down here at WIP, there's restrooms, bathrooms.
Yes.
Now, I've seen signs that say out of order. I have on the two bathrooms here, there's a sign that says out of order, but there's a skull and crossbone on the signs.
Those two bathrooms. What? I don't know what is going on with those two bathrooms. Because I swear to you, once a month they're broken down.
Yeah, but skull and crossbones on a bathroom door.
It's a little odd.
Oh,
little,
my God.
It's a little over the top.
And it's both of them.
Yes.
Like, what? Who lives here? Who works
Barbarians.
Here? My God. I mean, when you've got to go to that to have a skull and crossbones on the bathroom, like, oh, my God.
They're trying to make it very clear.
This is serious stuff that's going on here. Let's go down to Sea Isle. Tom's in Sea Isle. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
Well, I got you. There you go, Tom. Sounds like you're in the wind.
Yeah, I'm not walking out the promenade looking at it. Listen, guys, I'm really...
I can't hear you,
Tom.
I'm sorry.
Sorry about that. You're out in the
wind on the beach.
On Sea Isle, yeah. So I mean, I'm sure it's nice down there right now, but he's in the wind. You can't hear him. Let's go. From Sea Isle, we'll go to New Orleans. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, how are y'all doing?
What's happening, Mike?
No, I just wanted to call in. Long time listener. I've been living in New Orleans. Wanted to talk about Devonta Smith. He's
he's from the area that he is from is where I work near, and it's just literally like a frenzy down here about how well he's doing. And there's people who have been long time fans of other teams that have converted over just because of him. So
I like it's pretty it cool sounds to see weird. It sounds weird to say it, Mike, but I think he's underrated at how awesome he is. I mean, you've got AJ Brown, but when you hear other people talk about the Eagles, like his name, he just the catches he makes are ridiculous.
Yeah,
get your feet in,
and the feet. I love his footwork, and I guess I mean maybe they teach it at Alabama or learned it earlier. The footwork that he has is outstanding.
Yeah, well, where he went to college or high school down here is produced some, you know, pretty good talent. So it's just a very good area for football in general. He just happens to be one of our guys. So it's pretty cool to see
being down here. Mike, I have a question for you because, like, you know, I guess his nickname is the Slim Reaper. You know, growing up, he's so slight. I remember the first time I was at training camp and he walked by me and I went, how is that guy not going to get broken in half in the NFL by these players? And you see the catches, Al. He goes up and gets in between two guys,
bounces
right up. I mean, it's amazing, Mike.
Yeah, he's a great guy. And like I said, he's well-respected back here. So it's just great to see him being from here but from up there because that's the stuff I care about. The team's up there, of course. But, you know, not many Saints fans are happy he's there. So
it is. Well, that's good to have fans everywhere that follow you around. So we got Eagle fans down there, so that's great. Do you have something that goes good with milk, Tom, Mike?
Good question.
Jambalaya?
Actually, I would say cinnamon rolls. You can dip it in there and drink it and have the cinnamon milk afterwards instead of chocolate milk.
Absolutely. So. And you, I don't know if you're a fan of the legendary Keith Jones, but we will have a Keith Jones card sent down.
See, Wector in my ear was saying jambalaya. But I will tell you, sometimes after I have something super spicy and I'm feeling a little bit of heartburn, I will have a glass of milk. Like, it totally helps.
Jambalaya?
No, not, well, not, I don't really
have.
Is that
spicy?
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't have it that often. I've had it, but it's been a long time.
Yeah. No, well, milk and bread when you have something hot.
I tried to tell my son that the other day. He had something really hot and he was trying to drink water and I'm like, "No, just eat bread." And he thought I was, you know, trying to
beer. Should give him a beer.
I'm just trying to hold off till he's 14.
good for you.
Good Irish family.
Better than my mom did. All right, we'll get to James and John Corey, everybody else, time of 94. WIP is 9:16.
Brought to you by Window Nation, Jake Elliott, named NFC Special Teams Player of the Week. Elliott went 5-for-5 on field goals in the Eagles' win over the Giants, of course, that vaulted them to the number one seed. Two of those field goals from 50 yards plus. Third time in Elliott's career he has received this honor. Get Window Nation's home show savings. Two free windows with every two you buy, plus no interest for 5 full years. WindowNation.com/home show. NBC 10 First Alert forecast. Some sun early, becoming cloudy with a high of 46. It is currently 38. To stream 94 WIP, tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.
All righty, we're back on the morning show. Black Keys bringing us back. Rhea Hughes, Al Morgani. Lots of stuff to talk about. We had Ross in. Lots of discussion on what's coming up this weekend. It seems to be most people, like whoever they play. They're the better team.
I want Tampa Bay.
Yeah, you want Tampa Bay. A lot of people want the drama. Of the I guess the Cowboys are wearing their blue this weekend.
Yes, I saw that.
Weekend. Yep. When are they playing? Are they Monday?
They are Monday.
They're Monday. They're going to wear... They never win on the road in the playoffs. They never win the playoffs.
And so they don't win on grass. They won one time on grass this year.
So, you know, some people want that drama. Some people want the Brady drama. Some people want the Giants. And Ross seemed to dismiss the out of hand.
I just like to keep seeing the Cowboys lose on the opening week of the playoffs every year. It's enjoyable. It's become kind of like a tradition.
Yeah.
Unlike any other.
No, they become a joke.
Yes.
They become a complete joke. It's like even with the wins that they have, overrated to begin with when they come in, and then it's just they can't get anything done. I am worried about that Parsons. I mean, there are people that can wreck.
He hasn't done tons since he made the comment.
But he can wreck a game.
He can.
Yep. And it was interesting that Ross agreed with us on, you know, Sirianni being so open about that injury, how bad it was.
That's why I'm like, I'm curious, is he sandbagging or is he, but he, I was talking to Joe and John yesterday afternoon and they asked me what I thought of his comedy mate. And I said, he overshares.
Yeah.
I said, you know, which is great for us. Yeah, I love it. I said, you know, Andy Reid never gave you anything.
Oh, no.
Chip Kelly, you know, you had to like slow it down to hear what he said. Doug was honest to a fault.
Yep.
He didn't talk a lot, but he would answer your question. Until he got angry towards the end, then he became a little defensive, but I understood it.
Yeah.
But yeah, Nick is very, he'll go on.
He'll let you
on
in the locker room and have fun with the team. And he'll let you in on the soup. Maybe he'll give the recipe for the soup if they win.
I would like his recipe. I would like to try. I'm actually thinking of trying to make it today.
Could actually market it.
Bringing it in. Yeah. Having you try it.
Forget it. Not happening.
I'm going to try and kill you on your way out, Al.
I did not like it out there, and I'm sure. I'm sure it's good, but I'm not just not having it. You know how that happens? Like how weird that is to have never even considered it. Last week I had it for the first time. Then I got the Eagles coach talking about that.
Yes, it is very bizarre.
Very strange. Let's go over to Voorhees. James, you're on 94 WIP. Good morning, James.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What do you got for us, James?
Hey, guys, bring on the Cowboys. You know what I mean? Like, I want the Cowboys, and I guarantee a lot of people in that locker room do as well.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because, you know what I mean? If you're a competitor and you want to show people you're the best, and that's the vibe I feel like this team has, you want to play the best. You want to play the best when they're at their best.
Yeah, but if they get beat by Tampa, you're talking Brady.
Oh, I know. I'm a little bit scared of the Bucs too. One, because they have the greatest football player of all time, and B, because they get every call all the time. You know why they get every call all the time?
because of him. Although it was interesting.
No, because their kicker's a suck-up.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Ba-dum-bum. The splits on Brady. Yes, thank you, Joe. Under pressure and with a clean pocket are amazing. Like touchdown ratio to interception, 2-5. Like 22-5 with a clean pocket. Like really bad completion percentage, quarterback rating. Really awful. And what this he, but the problem is he does get the ball out of his hands pretty fast.
He does,
that's
really
always
quickly.
Been known for that.
And somebody's coming back in their lineup too.
It might be Jenkins. It might be their center.
Yeah.
And he's been out. He's been out, I believe, since the preseason.
Yeah. It's still, but
he's still pretty good.
Big difference. Yeah. All right, James, you got something that goes good with milk?
Good old fashioned cornflakes, baby.
Oh, there you go.
Cornflakes. Yeah, pretty basic. Absolutely. I like the frosted ones. But number four, you get the legend himself, Keith Jones.
When I was a kid growing up, my grandma, you want to talk about sugar overload, I would get frosted flakes with cut up peaches. The milk at the bottom of that thing was so sugary, but it was awesome.
I would eat frosted flakes, and then if they put the normal flakes, you know, with the big chicken on the front thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the hell is this?
Yeah, no, you can't. There's no comparison.
What the hell is this? What happened? Like, who turned the TV black and white?
I won't even buy Frosted Flakes for my house because I'm afraid if he ever had them, he would realize that it's like crack.
I'd eat the sugar ones. I am
you
not.
You eat them at Borgata.
Yeah.
You eat them right out of the
right
box.
Right out of the box. Then like somebody bring in the regular Frosted. I'm like, this is not
happening. But if you just have the corn flakes with like some some bananas and some strawberries, pretty good.
Yeah, not bad at all. Let's go out to Allentown and go to John. Good morning, John.
What's up, Al?
What's happening, John?
Hey, man, can I ask you guys a question?
Sure, that's what we're here for. They pay us to take questions.
The ladies there, has anybody in there used a fork to eat their Oreos?
A fork? No. Oh, no. Why?
I walked in on my wife and grandchildren eating Oreos. And they had forks, and they stuck the Oreo on the end of the fork, and they dunk it in the milk. And I'm like, "What is?" I thought I walked into another universe.
You did,
John. This is great. I love. I walked in on like she was doing something. I walked in on my wife and grandkids. I have to say,
they were
sitting
at the dining room table. Yeah,
it's kind of brilliant. Because it's not messy.
No. And my wife says you get it down in there, and the fork separates the cookie a little bit, and the milk gets in there. And I'm like, you guys spend too much time.
Yes.
Oh, man.
protecting
then.
Eating Oreos. That's a problem.
That is a problem. No, that way I can see their point. You could get the entire cookie dunked rather than having
it. She said it makes the cookie softer when you go to eat it.
It does, but it's too much engineering.
I agree.
It's too much engineering. Want to dunk it. Yes.
Listen, I'm going to miss Angelo, but you have been my guy. I just want you to know that. You're the guy I'm going to miss the most in the morning, just so you know.
Well, they got a great show coming up, so I don't think you'll miss.
I understand that. Yeah. I love those guys, too, but yeah, I've been watching you guys. I've been listening to you since you were on Prism with that show.
Yeah. Well, we're still on TV with the Flyers, so, you know, still be around.
Yep,
a couple of things.
But anyway, I have a question.
Yep.
So I'm glad that both of our coordinators are getting a lot of attention.
Yep.
And I hope they both go. So, what do you guys think about Todd Bowles? Because I feel like if Tampa Bay gets chucked out, that they're going to chuck him out. What do you think of Todd Bowles as a defensive coordinator?
A defensive coordinator, I've always liked him. I don't know about head coach, but I think he's done very well. Although I honestly think once Brady left Belichick, it's hard to coach him.
Yeah,
you know, you saw what happened with Arians. Yep. And I think he kind of runs that team, but I always thought
he decided to go away instead of deal with him.
I always thought he was a great defensive coordinator.
Yeah, I don't know which way. I have no idea, no concept of what it's always on who you have connections with previously.
Yeah, I don't think he had a great. The Jets have always up until they got that guy there.
Yeah, I think I would like Todd Bowles. You know, he brings in a little bit more experience than the guys that we previously have, and maybe brings a more aggressive style to me.
Yeah,
of defense,
it will be interesting on how the input on if it happens. You know, what the coach, the general manager, the owner. You know, what direction they choose to go. Older guy, younger guy. They've been pretty good with the younger guy.
Yeah.
So that would be interesting. All right, do you have something other than milk with a Oreo with a fork that you have with milk?
Yeah, my favorite thing to dunk in milk. It's a cookie. It's the cookie shape. It's shaped like a peanut. The Nutter Butter cookie. I love those things dunked in milk.
Absolutely. Those are great.
Oh, that's king dunked in milk, let me tell you.
All right, talking about a peanut, you've got a Keith Jones autograph card. So you got the probably the
Another
Colorado
underrated
Avalanche.
Cookie.
And a peanut, the peanut butter cookie.
The Nutter Butter.
Oh, yeah.
Outstanding.
Absolutely. I miss the actual Dunkin' Donut.
So did I, because it had the handle.
It had the handle, and it was cake.
Yes.
It was a cake. Like, now they call it an old-fashioned or
and
something.
And it doesn't taste as
it's
good.
Not the same.
No, it's like, it doesn't have the same flavor as the Dunkin'.
No, and that was like their, it was like their.
It was signature.
Yes, it was like the picture of that donut, and it's called a Dunkin'.
Yeah.
And it was an actual Dunkin' Donut. I missed that one.
I miss, I used to go every morning because the Dunkin' Donuts near me was open 24 hours a day. And, that's where I would get my coffee every morning. And then the pandemic happened, and now they're open at 5, so I can't go. Saturday morning, I went around. I was like, I got a cup. I went. Now, I drink the Dunkin' Donuts coffee at home, but I'm making it, so it's not. It was like a treat.
Yeah.
It's like dessert.
And it's always hot. You don't have to worry about that.
So good. Oh, my God.
And I got the all-time, I think the Tuesday Wawa coffee stopped. Like, I was so used to getting free coffee. I was like,
I don't have a Wawa anymore.
What the heck? What happened there? So, but that's one that you would miss dunking in milk. And why are we doing? Oh, it's National Milk Day.
It's National Milk Day.
I'm trying to figure out, why are we doing this milk thing? It's National Milk Day and everything that goes with it. And now we're going to go stay right in the city. Go to Corey. Good morning, Corey.
Good morning.
Hey, Corey, how are you?
First question, is this the same Keith Jones card over and over?
No.
Or does he take it? Or does he take a day off and just sign cards to keep giving away every time you have a giveaway?
No, we have thousands of them that he found, and they're different teams, three different teams, so you never know which one you're going to get.
I only ever hear Capitals.
The Capitals?
But no, I kind of wish Ross was here, but Rhea, I will go to you. No disrespect, Al, but she pays much more attention to the game and game plan.
Oh, God, now you've set me up for failure. Go ahead.
So I heard a caller call in on the midday show a few weeks ago talking about Gardner Minshew first game, and they were saying how it didn't seem like the team adjusted or coached to Gardner Minshew. It seemed like a game plan set up for Jalen Hurts. And I wanted to ask Ross, at this stage in the game, how hard is it to change the entire offense to just for a couple games. And
It was done by the Eagles before under Doug Peterson with Frank Reich. They remember Carson Wentz got injured and what they were 10-1.
You're basically taking stuff out.
Yeah, what they did with Nick Foles was, if I remember this correctly, they went back to work to find out what worked well under Chip Kelly with him.
Yep.
And they had to change the offense.
And if you remember, it took a little while because it wasn't
success. No, the Raiders game that he was in, that was terrible. The last game of the season. But then you had the first playoff game against the Atlanta Falcons. What did the Eagles win? 18-17, 18-16?
Mm-hmm.
I forget, but it was close. It was not a juggernaut.
No. And if he didn't drop that ball in the end zone, we wouldn't have won that game anyway.
Yeah. He dropped it. Did it go through his hands or something? I forget. I think it just went over his head. I can't remember.
But my follow-up to that was, do you think they even adjusted the game plan for Jalen Hurts last week, or is he just in a position where he knows how to auto-adjust and stay out of
the situation? You saw it. When he could have got a first down
and he slid. Yeah.
You saw that there was an adjustment there. They weren't going to do anything risky. So, and it also affected everything. I mean, when you don't have to cover the quarterback, which makes the Eagles special.
I just wonder how it affects the other 10 guys on the offense when you have to say, all right, listen, guys, we're changing quarterbacks for two games at minimum. And how hard is that to now learn a whole new directive when you are planning for the playoffs,
Well, you could tell by the mistakes that were made with Minshew, the turnovers. There were clearly, miscommunications in that Dallas game. And then Minshew was just
I think a lot of what you're asking is to get ready for the playoffs, which is why I actually think they passed the ball more than most people wanted because you got to keep sharp.
As a lark, did they throw him in as a lark just to say, listen, we just have to get through these two games, do the best you can, but this is the game plan, and you do what you need to do, or is that, the offensive line to now block for a whole different quarterback just seems a lot to learn,
Well, and you're getting somebody else back there, too, so it'll change. All right, do you have something you like to have with milk?
Well, in fear of winning the Jonesy card, I'm going to go with my four-year-old suggestion. It's going to be quesadilla.
Quesadilla.
Okay.
Well,
so with
my 4-year-old suggested because I didn't want to win the card, so I told him.
All right, let's try.
You did not win the card. You won a $50. Oh man, you got $50 gift certificate to Captain Chuckie's Crab Cake Company. All you have to do is go to welovecrabcakes.com for the one nearest you, and they are all over
the
place.
And your 4-year-old gets to pick out what you get to eat.
That's right. All right, we're gonna still have Bob, Rashid, Tom, TR.
I know no one's gonna say this, but I'll mention it. When my brother has pasta, he can only have, I love pasta with a glass of wine. He can only have his pasta with a glass of milk.
My dad threw me out the kitchen for that. No, he did.
For having milk with pasta?
Because he was a,
old Italian.
Traditional guy. And my mom would make pasta on Sundays. And we were allowed to have wine cut with ginger ale.
Yeah.
But I liked milk. And I remember he looked over to my mother and said, get him off the table. Because I had red sauce all inside the milk, and he thought it was disgusting.
Well, that is gross. You didn't explain this properly.
And I remember him pointing, go, get him out.
I'm with him on that.
All righty, welcome back. Indeed, this is 94 WIP. Still old school. Until the turnover, the changeover, coming up quickly. A little cooler cast coming up. So, good luck to everybody.
John Ritchie.
Yeah, Ritchie's he's unique. You need unique.
Yes.
Yeah, you got to have unique.
Not sure if the camera's cool.
No, but he's nerdy cool.
There's such a thing as nerdy cool?
Yeah, there is such a thing
Seltzer's
as nerdy cool.
Seltzer
is cool. Very and he's cool. Energetic, and he'll be, and Wechter will still be here to keep everybody in line, and you'll be here to keep everybody in line. So it should be a smooth transition.
Yes.
Very smooth transition. I just hope the guys know how to get up in the morning.
Joe DeCamera was seeing, he was seeing a sleep doctor, and he was going through a sleep study last night.
No. It doesn't work. Let me give you the advice. This is just common sense advice. It doesn't work. Nothing's going to work. You make a decision. You're either going to do what I did and just live your life, and that's it. You'd be tired sometimes, and you play tennis. You win on the weekend. You lose during the week.
Yes.
Or you do what Angela did and you sleep. But I suggest don't sleep. And
you nap in the afternoon. Yeah, like Wechter's the king of napping.
I go to the gym. Yeah. I find if I nap, it's brutal. But you do whatever it works for you.
If I have to go out late at night, then I definitely, like, if I have an Eagles Sunday night, Monday night football game, I take a 2-3 hour nap during the middle of the day. Yeah.
The doctors are going to tell you you're going to die. Right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And then you go to the doctor, and then they'll say, well, you know, are you tired? What the hell do you think?
Always
I get up at
tired.
3 a.m. Yeah. Oh, do you get up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? No, I get up in the middle of the night to go to work.
Yes.
So it doesn't matter.
However, the trade-off is no traffic, and so no stress.
Yeah, no traffic, no stress.
Yes,
and stay up. My advice is to watch the games, have fun, live your life, and be a little tired occasionally. And so you die at 82 instead of 86.
There you go. Life hell? Lessons from Al.
What the hell's the difference? Sleep the extra 4 years then. Let's go to Bob. You're a 94 WIP. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
What's happening, Bob?
I think we might have underestimated how hurt Jalen Hurts is.
Yeah, how sore he is. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go back to some history. The Dallas game. I believe there's no way if Hurts was in there that he was going to win that game. Even though Minshew put up some nice numbers, I still don't think that putting Hurts in there was a game we could have won. But I was a believer that we should have put Hurts in there for the New Orleans game, only because I wanted to get that win underneath our belts so then Jalen could rest up for the playoffs. And as you can see, Minshew played like crap in that game. And I think even Hurts would have done better, and we probably would have gotten that win at New Orleans game.
It's not illogical. I mean, there's some sense to it. Yeah, I think they needed to see what – I mean, they wanted to give him the rest. I mean, look, medicine's not – it's not absolutely for sure. You kind of see what's going to happen. So I think that's where they were. But you have a point there. I mean, what the draft pick that was involved and all that, there's some sense to that. It's not nonsensical.
Yeah, and thank God we did win the Giants game, obviously. Now we do get that extra week for Hurts to recover a little bit.
Yeah. All right. All right, Jeff, something that goes good with milk there, Bob?
How about anybody say chocolate syrup?
Yes.
Yes, we have a
guy. How about butterscotch crimpet?
I'll give you a butterscotch crimpet. Cake? We'll give you that butterscotch crimpet. Always one of the favorites. And you can have your butterscotch crimpet while looking at your Keith Jones autograph card right there at the breakfast table. Let's go out to Rashid in West Philly. Good morning, Rashid.
Hello, how are you?
What's happening, Rashid?
I'm chilling. I'm feeling good about my Eagles right now. Yeah. We get healthy at the right time. You mean this week right here, as far as do a self-scout, you mean we're taking care of our business. And then I feel like I don't care who come in our building. I feel like we should be ready to go.
There you go.
You know what I mean? Like, my thing is like this. To be the best, you got to beat the best. We ain't running from nobody, and we ain't hiring from nobody. Whoever next is next. And it's just one game at a time, though.
That's the way I look at this. You should be favored every game. You're home. You played all season to be home. You got the crowd with you. You've got all that going on. You got a week to get healthy. It's all in your favor. Look, everybody wants
lining
to be – you don't want to get – look, as a fan –
then I feel good. Yeah. Everybody's so scared of San Francisco. My thing is this. Like, San Fran hasn't played anybody, and then I got to see Brock Purdy come into Philadelphia in this environment and really try to do something else. I got to see that. I don't believe it.
Yeah, I have not looked at their schedule. I don't know what quarterbacks they've gone through, but
the Eagles?
No, the San Francisco. When you look at their schedule.
They actually haven't. The Midday Show guys were talking about before I came in yesterday. It was not a murderer's row. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, and it's a different animal with first time in the playoffs. So. Yeah.
Right. Then they played KC, and they gave up 44 points. The defense looked shaky in that one.
Yeah.
So I feel good. Like, we could spread them out. We could do some things to them, especially, with a healthy Jalen Hurts 2 weeks. I think full go, full game plan running and – riding this side, whatever we got to do to win. So, it should be the full game plan.
No, you're absolutely right. There's a lot to feel good about. If you want to look ahead and be worried, you can be worried. But you're going to be favored. You're home and you're favored. And you're healthy. Healthier than any team's going to.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not worried about anybody getting hurt this weekend because you're not playing. It's pretty simple. All right, Jeff, something that goes good with milk there, Rashid?
I got to say the ginger spice cookies.
Ginger spice. There you go. Ginger spice is
also
fine.
Another underrated cookie. I used to eat those a lot when I was a kid.
The round, little round ginger snaps. Yeah, you also get to eat your ginger snap cookies with an autographed Keith Jones
so
card.
They did play the Chiefs. Yeah, where they got crushed 44-23. Then they played the Rams, which are terrible this year, but it was Matthew Stafford, Chargers Justin Herbert. Now that when they played the Cardinals, that was Colt McCoy and Trace McSorley. Mm. And they crushed them. The Saints were Andy Dalton, beat the Eagles. Dolphins, did Tua play in that game?
Two
touchdowns, two interceptions.
Two picks.
When they lost.
Yeah. But when they get to the playoffs, even with Hurts when we saw the first time in, it's a step up. It's just everything that goes on.
They crushed Brady.
Yeah, well.
That was the game where Brady threw the ball 55 times. Yeah. And you know how many points they had? 7.
Yeah. So. I honestly think he's, I don't know what's going to happen, but if he totally bombs in the playoffs, I think it's done.
You think it's done?
If he totally, look, they're looking for a reunion up in New England. I don't think that's happening.
No.
But that would,
although I don't think they're in love with Mac Jones anymore.
No.
Well, he is a problem child. He's immature, I guess is probably the best word to say.
Yeah. Well, they're, didn't look at Brady. Look at Belichick's record now without Brady. It's before and after. So he's trying to get through something there. Let's go. I think Tom's got a better cell phone now. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. Sorry about that.
No
Listen,
worries.
Guys, there is one problem with the Eagles, and it's a guy named Gannon. Somebody needs to send the films of the Washington Redskins beating the heck out of the Cowboys, and they got to send films with Brady. Because if you give Brady the time that they give these quarterbacks, he's going to eat the Eagles alive.
Well, they do. They do have more sacks than.
We mentioned before Brady does get rid of. He's not the same Tom Brady.
No,
but you're right. So they shouldn't allow him to come in here and beat them.
Yeah,
you're right. He's not the Tom Brady, but you can't let these guys sit back there. Look at Prescott. How can you go for 24-24 and not change something?
I don't know if I'll ever get over that game, Al. I know that the offense, turned it over 4 times and they scored 12, but
no, it was
that was just. No.
Well, you learn. Let's hope, Tom, you learn from your mistakes. That would be
good. Well, he hasn't so far.
Yeah, well, we'll learn. All right, do you have something that goes with milk, Tom?
Hell, I can't. I haven't drank milk in 70 years.
Why do I believe that?
The only thing I can think of it's incorporated in smashed potatoes.
No, mashed
potatoes. You use milk for the instant ones. Do you use milk in? You make them from scratch?
I have no idea.
My mom would.
All right, I'll give you a spin just because it's so weird. I'll give you a spin just for and you get now you can have your mashed potatoes with guess what? An autographed Keith
that
Jones.
That is the all-time perfect side dish is mashed potatoes.
With anything.
With anything.
Yeah.
Well, probably not with pasta.
Put things in them. Just mix it up.
It's a perfect
food.
Yeah. And then when you have leftovers, you put them on the griddle and you make potato pancakes.
There you go. Not bad at all. All right, Ava,
It's time to do a wrap.
I love it. All right. The line of the day is sponsored by Regency Furniture. Affordable never looks so good. Now, of course, we have Ross every Wednesday. And a unique situation happened when this caller called earlier.
I just wanted to tell Ross, I used to have a crush on his mother, on Sandy.
What the hell?
Oh, my God.
Your mother was gorgeous. I don't know what she looks like now. But she was beautiful.
Wow. I love that. I don't know what she looks like
Lord.
Now.
Oh, Lord. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was awesome. And I'd like to thank Captain Chuckie's Crab Cake Company and my boy Jay Letier stopped by. You can check them out at WeLoveCrabCakes.com. I will be at Union Street Pub tonight hosting Quizzo, 6 p.m. Come win some prizes. And also, I just got word yesterday, I'm doing an Eagles pep rally. The Eagles and Bud Light came together. They said, we're gonna ramp this up early. I'll be at Springfield Country Club Friday night, 6 p.m., all the hoopla, all the fun. And this question of the day is brought to you by Arm & Chevrolet. Arm & Chevrolet wishes all a happy and healthy new year. Thank you to the Delaware Valley for over 22 years of support. Find your roads to Armand Chevrolet. Do you like taco soup? 53% agree with you. Out. No.
Good. All right. I want to thank Rhea Hughes, of course, for being here. Ava Graham, Joseph A. Wechter Jr. Coming up next, the preseason morning show. Time of 94 WIP, 9:55.